Welcome, everyone. This is Dattaveda Pragyananda, and I'm going to start the podcast with a reading from a discourse by Sri Sri Anandamurti, and the title of the discourse is called The Spirit of Expansion. There are certain characteristics which are common to plants, animals, and humans. Some which are common to animals and humans, and some which are common to animals and plants. Some people have defined human beings as rational animals, but I do not accept this definition. In my opinion, human life is an ideological flow. Human beings should identify themselves with that flow. If a human being is considered to be a rational animal, then could not an animal be defined as a moving plant? No. We can never say that animals are moving plants. Animals have their own distinct characteristics. Human beings also have their own distinct characteristics, which are collectively called dharma, Manava dharma or human dharma, or Bhagavata dharma, divine dharma. With its characteristics such as vistara, expansion, rasa, flow, and seva, service, this Manava dharma is the true identity of human beings. And those in whom Manava dharma is not expressed are not worthy of being called human beings. They are human in form only. The first characteristic of Manava dharma is vistara. All human beings want expansion. Expansion of body, expansion of mind, in fact, expansion of everything. Through physical exercise, they seek to develop the physical body. Through mental exercise, they seek to develop the mind. And through spiritual exercise, they seek the expansion of the soul. The expansion of the physical body takes place as a result of certain special exercises. By means of ardent practice, there may be physical development to a certain extent. From birth to the age of 39, the human body expands naturally. In Sanskrit, the word tan means to expand, and thus the Sanskrit term for the physical body for the period from birth to the age of 39 is tanu, which means that which has a tendency to expand. After the age of 39, the body starts to wear out. In Sanskrit, that which has a tendency to wear out is called sharira. So in the second phase, tanu becomes sharira. The body of an old person is called sharira, and the body of a youth, tanu. As long as the nerve cells and nerve fibers remain healthy, according to natural laws, the human mind remains alert. The mind of a 17-year-old boy is more alert than the mind of a young child. At the age of 24 or 25, the mind becomes much more alert. But over the ages of 50, both body and mind start their decline. The power of memory diminishes, and people start to forget things. This is the rule. Through exercise, this process of decline may be checked. An 80-year-old person will be able to keep the memory as fresh as the memory of a 50-year-old person. In the mental sphere, the result may be much more evident than in the physical sphere. By nature, people hear, learn, and forget. But after constant mental practice, when the nerve cells become nourished, Dhruva Smriti develops. Then one does not forget anything. In exactly the same way, by dint of spiritual practice, one can bring about the expansion of one's self. The seed of omniscience lies in that stance. Human beings become omniscient, become one with Paramapurusha. This is Vistara, the first characteristic of Bhagavata Dharma. Nothing is impossible. through the practice of sadhana, spiritual practice. Human beings are the progeny of Paramapurusha. Thus, all his infinite qualities are lying latent in them. If human beings practice meditation, they can develop these qualities. A tiny banyan seed will one day become a huge tree. Similarly, a human being can develop into an extraordinary person through the process of sadhana. This is the spirit of expansion. And this is from The Glory of Dharma, and it's published in Ananda Vachanamritam Part 8, or in another book by Ananda Marga Publications called Krishna and Gita. So in this discourse, he's explaining about the first step of the human march, the human dharma, and that is expansion. So this is natural for all human beings. If we want to expand, as a youth, we want to grow and eat and play, and we expand our body. And we, as a youth, we also expand our mind. We want to know more. So we want to become more. So this is a natural tendency. But should it be its goal? He explains that the goal of the human life is divinity, and that's what it means. Human life, when it's fully expanded, is divine. So God is not up in the sky, but God is actually implanted within every human being. The seed is like, he used the example of the banyan seed. So the banyan seed is a very tiny seed, but it grows into a huge plant, just like an acorn grows into a huge oak tree, or a tiny redwood seed grows into the giant redwood. And human beings are like that too, that we have this, we're just a seed really in the beginning. And if we can expand our consciousness, then that expansion in its finest quality becomes divine. The little becomes the great. So this is the human march. And when anybody tries to check this expansion, like if it tries to check either your physical expansion or even your mind, if people try to put you in a straitjacket or tell you don't think this, don't think that, then it becomes unnatural and people usually revolt against it. That's why I like to use this example. I don't want to be political in this spiritual lecture, but in Eastern Europe, in the time from 1945 to 1990, people could not think beyond a certain boundary that was placed on them by their leaders. But they didn't like this, and that's why they burst out of that and they changed their social system very quickly, because it's against the human nature. So as human beings, what we have to do is we have to, with all our might, we have to first expand. And through the practice of meditation and spiritual practices, we can expand our mind greatly. And even we can check its decline in the old ages too. But just to have a great mind, or even while we're young, to have a great body, is not the goal of life. So this expansion has to go in a certain direction, and that direction is towards the Supreme Consciousness. So this is the first step in the human dharma. And the second step, which I've already explained in one of my podcasts, is called rasa. When, as we expand, we start to flow with the cosmic entity. We get to know what that cosmic entity wishes and wants, and we make our will becomes one with the divine flow. Then we become successful in everything that we try to do. And if this expansion and flow continue, then we reach the divine stance. But on the way, that's the goal, but on the way, another quality comes, which I'm going to explain really in full in the next podcast. But as we're marching towards the divine, we change. You can notice a person who has is on this march, there's certain qualities. And one of those qualities that you're going to find in any developed spiritual personality is they have a spirit of service. They want to help those beings and even inanimate objects around them. They want to serve this world. So this is the human march. It's the human dharma, the human characteristic. And this is the true characteristic of human beings. So, and if one just only wants to remain only in the physical realm and not expand mentally and spiritually, we have a form that appears human, but it's not fully human in the sense of what is the dharma or the essence of what we can be. So we should always remember, and we should, in our life, we should practice this expansion. We should expand ourselves to our limit, our physical limit, but then mentally and spiritually. And if we start with this expansion, we do our proper exercises, we maintain our mind sharp, and we direct it towards the Supreme, then we will be successful in physical, mental, and spiritual realms. So this is what I understand by the practice of Vistara, the first step in the human dharma, the first step in our divine dharma.